Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest, Danielle Ratcliffe, is co-author of the new book, Your Sanity Guide to Taming the Meltdown Madness, with Kelly Mettler. Together, they have worked with families on behavior management and psychology for a combined 35 years. So welcome, Danielle. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Stacey.
So why don't you tell our listeners what you mean by meltdown madness, first off?
Meltdown madness is a word that Kelly and I often use when we were talking about our own children, about the tantrums that they have, when they have those inconsolable tantrums, that it doesn't matter what we're doing at those times, where they can escalate to where we actually feel like we're losing our sanity. And what can we do? So that's what the meltdown madness is.
Yeah, I guess that can happen at all ages too, right? Kids, maybe your philosophy and your strategy can be applied to adults too.
Definitely. Definitely. And I actually work with adults and children. And a lot of the things is from behaviors that they learned from they were younger, they are still doing as adults. So definitely.
Right. So we want the parents, let's nip that in the bud. Let's get that going so as they grow up, they won't have to deal with it as well. So let's talk about the concept of compass, the compass in your book. That's what you discuss. What is the compass? What does that look like? And why is it important?
The compass, like a compass when you're going on a hike or you need to go somewhere, it gives you the direction that you're going to go. And the compass that a child has, that we have as adults as well, but when we're talking about parenting children, the compass that a child has is the things that within them, like from when they were born, so it's more the nature than the nurture, that impact on how they react to the world around them. And it's made up of three different variables that we talk about in the book. And the first variable is to do with their tempo or their temperament. So you can have a child that's easygoing, a child that's anxious all the time, or a child that's difficult and or in intense. So they have their swings are really high. So they're really, really happy or they're really, really upset. And so that's their tempo is that one. The other one's their threshold to do with their sensitivity. So how do their senses in their body relate to their brain? What is happening? So children that are have trouble handling noise. I have a daughter that has sensory processing issues. And her big thing when we go to my son's football games, she yelled back at the cheerleaders because they were too noisy, because it was hurting her ears too much. And then the third one is to do with their developmental stages. I think as adults, we often forget that children are not little adults. So the developmental stage is realizing that they don't see the world the way that we do. They don't process things. They don't think the same way. And making sure our expectations match where our children are developmentally. And so that's what the compass is. So if we understand that, then we can actually understand what may trigger the behaviors that they have.
And what are three important things that a parent needs to know to get a great takeaway from your sanity guide?
We've got in there, with the book's broken up into what we call sanity circles. And the reason why we call them sanity circles is that rather than chapters, is that a child is unique. So the first one is realizing that you may have three children, but all children are different. My son is totally different to what my daughter is like. And so not everything that works with one child is going to work with another. So in the book, we have 15 different sanity circles that you could use. And two of them that I'll give an example of is the first one would be the love tank. So the love tank is how do our children receive love and how can we give that to them so they fill their love tank up the quickest and how it can sustain. So one of the things is we took a lot from Gary Chapman's book, which is The Five Love Languages, and he talks about that different people feel love in different ways. And the other one is looking at what do we need to do to give our children a healthy self-worth? And this, we call them the five A's of a healthy self-worth. And so looking at that we need to give acceptance and attention and affirmation and affection and accountability for those children. So that's that sanity circle. And this is another foundation piece in our parenting that we can do. And then the other one that I wanted to bring up, because we're looking at three different ones, is we included one in there called Empowered, a sanity circle called Empowered. And that's for us to acknowledge parents, because when we're going through all of this stuff with our children, we often can feel inadequate and like, oh my gosh, like Kelly and I were both parent educators before we were blessed with children with difficult temperaments and sensory issues. And we thought, we've been teaching for all these years. Are we going crazy? And then we realized that, no, we have all these skills and knowledge. It's just looking at how can we change our perspective to be able to handle our children better and to handle our situation better.
Speaking about empowerment, Danielle, what are some steps that you would suggest to help empower families from your own personal experiences, like you were talking about with your daughter and yelling back at the cheerleaders, which gives a great kind of visual of how you see that happening and playing out in real life, and dealing with a difficult temperament child? What are some steps?
Some steps that we can do. I think one of the ones that I've mentioned before is understanding. If we understand where our children are coming from and how they see the world, that's the first step, being able to look through their eyes. When I do private sessions and things like that, the first thing I want parents to understand is what is it like to be in your child's skin? So when you can understand that, then it's easier then to understand how you can help them to be safe and teach them to keep themselves to be safe. The other steps that we need to look at is boundaries. We need to have boundaries with our children so that that's creating that safe place with them. And so boundaries isn't to be rigid, but to be flexible with them, but also helping them to learn, like we mentioned earlier on, to do with doing the same things when they're adults. We can teach them those boundaries as well so that they don't do those things when they're adults. Parenting is supposed to be fun. It's when we spend time with our kids, it's not supposed to be authoritative or frustrating, or we've been given these children that are supposed to bring the joy out in us. And so being able to bring that joy back into our parenting and back into our families, I think is a really good thing. I use humor a lot, and so does Kelly. And she actually gave a really good example this week when we were talking about it. But we use humor a lot in how we communicate with our kids, how we even communicate with my husband in what we're doing. One of the things that we do for humor is so that we can handle and not feel like we're going off the deep end. When my husband, there'd be times that I'll be in a meeting and my husband will text me a picture. And it'll be a picture of him holding his fingers up in the V sign and like a peace sign. And that is that we say victim. So that means that my daughter is in victim mode and her world is ending. So her tantrums are just getting out of control. And so that he doesn't do like often men do, go into that, I told you to do this, that type of thing. He texts me a picture, a selfie of him doing that, and that's when I know to go, oh, okay, something's going on. But it helps him to detach. As parents, we need to detach from our children's negative behavior, because then that will actually make them come under control a lot quicker. And then we will also make really good choices. We won't make them out of anger or stress or frustration. So I think they are some really good keys that we need to have. And we have a lot more in the book, but I think they're really good ones for us to talk about right now.
Well, all right, Danielle, you've given us a lot of good information to wet our whistle about the book, Your Sanity Guide to Taming the Meltdown Madness. We're running out of time, so I want to let our listeners know that if you're interested in finding out more on how to work with children who are behaviorally challenged, you can visit Danielle and Kelly from Empower Life Skills at their site, which is empowered life skills.com. They offer individual parenting sessions and workshops to help you tame the meltdown madness. So thank you, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
All right. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.